Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for January 27th. I'm Paul White. All of our ministry receipts are out for the year 2017. All of your tax donations, the receipts have been mailed, emailed. If you have not received one and you believe you should have, maybe you gave to the ministry in 2017 in some way and we did not give you a receipt and you need one, please contact our ministry. info@paulwhiteministries.com is the email address. We'll quickly get on that, make sure we get it out to you. We want to make sure you have the material information that you need to do your taxes for this year. And once again, big blanket thank you to everyone who donated last year. As we went through those donations for the year, it is just an overwhelming feeling to see how many people have sown into the presentation of the gospel. Many have sown monthly, some sporadically, some just once, but in every single case, it's humbling because someone took time from their day and a little money from their pocket and said, hey, keep doing what you're doing. That's an encouraging thing. I want to say thank you again. We appreciate it so very, very much. Galatians chapter 2, we are in verse 14, and we're in the middle of this passage in which Paul has been confronting Peter because Peter would eat with Gentile believers. Then James's friends come from Jerusalem and Peter excuses himself, leaves the room. His hypocrisy is so overwhelming and so convincing to some that follow Paul that Paul says even Barnabas is carried away with it. Verse 14, when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if you being a Jew live in the manner of Gentiles, and not as the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews? Yesterday and the day before, we talked about how Paul really doesn't have the right to say this based on some of the events in his life, but he believes very firmly in the philosophy in which he preaches. I'm fond of saying that philosophy is oftentimes trumped by reality. We have a philosophy of something that is heady. Then we have a reality of something that is a little harder to put into practice. It doesn't mean the philosophy is wrong. We can have great ideas and great ideals and try to live up to them. And I think when you read Paul's gospel and the underpinnings of his gospel message, you need to realize that Paul philosophizes with great ideas that he doesn't even always put into practice. Example, Galatians. That if a man is circumcised, he's in the debt to do the whole law, yet in Acts he circumcises Timothy to please the Jewish Christians. Those are two events directly opposed and contradictory to one another. One is a philosophy, one is a practice. The philosophy doesn't bow to the practice, but it also must realize that practice is harder to pull off than philosophy. So where Paul is really hard on Peter, let's remember that and consider that it sometimes isn't fair to hold someone, to call someone a hypocrite because of their philosophy. That's what I mean. We see that throughout our own history, throughout our nation, throughout even your own family, those who might have had ideas and espoused ideas, and yet they lived this way. And that conflict is, we like to call that hypocritical. Paul said, play the hypocrite. But Paul had his own moments of playing the hypocrite as well. When he says they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, that got me to wondering, if you were to encapsulate the truth of the gospel in one verse or one statement, what would that statement be? Well, we might have our opinions. I know I have mine. But it's best, for purposes of context, to see what the author would say. This is Galatians 2:14. What has Paul already said about the gospel? Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. Opposite of the grace of Christ is a different gospel. So what must the grace of Christ be? The gospel that Paul preached. So if you want it in one easy sentence, four words, to describe the gospel, it would be the grace of Christ, the charis, the favor of Christ. whatever he offers is the gospel. Whatever he is the gospel. So in 2:14, when Paul says they're not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, Paul's saying they're not straightforward about the grace that is afforded in Christ. They've tried to convince you of a grace that comes some other way. What other way would he be referring to? Well, based upon the fact that he's rebuked Peter for walking out on his diet with the Gentiles and acting like a Jew, Paul's rebuke then is, you are not being straightforward about the fact that grace saves men, not their performance. That grace releases a man from the dietary law, and you believe that, and you live that, and then whenever it comes time to take a stand for that, you struggle with that. And Paul says this in verse 15, we who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, 16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus that we might be justified by faith in Christ, not by works of the law. I'm going to stop there. 16 is long and deserves its own podcast. So 15 and 16 lead us into a thought. Paul is really going to ratchet up the real doctrine of the book of Galatians. In fact, the doctrinal passages of the book of Galatians begin in Galatians 2:15. We who are Jews by nature, not sinners of the Gentiles. Paul showing that we Jews have a nature of Judaism. He doesn't mean a literal nature in our being that makes us a certain way, but rather we're born into this. This is part of who we are. We have this. We are not like the Gentiles who are naturally sinners. We have something, and Paul literally differentiates between the Jew and the sinner, but he calls the sinner a Gentile. And then the work that he's going to do for justification on that sinner is going to be done by believing on Jesus, and that's going to begin in verse 16. We will start fresh with him in that 16th verse tomorrow on the podcast, but I'll stop today by saying this. Let's connect the Jew by nature to what a Jew does by nature. Let me say that again. Let's connect the Jew by nature of 15 to what a Jew will do by nature. Verse 15, we who are Jews by nature, not sinners of the Gentiles. What does a Jew by nature do? Go back to verse 10. They desired only that we should remember the poor, the very thing which I also was eager to do. And if you'll remember, we said this was the object of the Old Testament, that Israel would care for the poor and the stranger. Jesus came preaching that. Paul says that's what they wanted us to do. That's what we wanted to do. Paul calls himself a Jew by nature. Why? Because by nature you should be taking care of the poor and the stranger. I'll leave it there. Pick it up in 16 tomorrow. See you then. God bless.